Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
To take your call, please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Jim, Fudge. Hello, it's Terry Funk. Are you there? I thought I heard someone pick up. The old egg sucking dogs need to answer your fucking telephone when you tell Terry Funk to call in and leave you a bumper. I'm down here at the Amarillo Ranch at Funk headquarters, Funk you, and you don't want to answer your fucking phone. Jim, Fudge, I heard you had Jim Cornette on. He was pissed to hell. He called me up, said, these motherfuckers don't pay me for a bumper. He said, will you beat the shit out of him? I said, Jim, I'll beat that shit out of whoever you want me to. Then I get a call from Suplex City something to call about a podcast. I don't even know what a podcast is. Hello? Did you pick up? All right, well, call me back. Thanks.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 96 of Suplex City Limits for February 11th, 2017. Back from the dead, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by everyone's favorite Canadian,
Tyler Fudge.
And this week we are joined by deathmatch wrestler, artist, and all-around bad motherfucker, hipster, heartthrob, Casanova Valentine. Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome back to the show.
The returning, the resurging, the leave your girlfriend's genitals burning hipster heartthrob Casanova Valentine is back on the Suplex City fucking podcast.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
that's man. Money.
That's a great threat. Like, I will give your girlfriend fucking diseases that will make her shit burn. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. If you'd like to pick up a t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/Suplex City Limit. As always, interviews on this show are very free form, so we don't really have a plan. We'll just talk about what's fucking going on. Talk about your barroom death matches that you've been doing.
Sure. Yeah. So my next death match art show is February 22nd in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, at a venue called Tender Trap. And they run a gallery in the backspace called Super Chief. And Super Chief runs a gallery there, one in Queens and one in LA. So what separates my shows from other deathmatch shows or just indie wrestling shows in general is I promote them as performance art shows. So what I say is what you're watching is a performance art. You know, it's art I can only tell with my body. And and also it helps me because in New York State, you're not allowed to do hardcore wrestling because it's under the New York State Boxing Commission, which is like an old, stupid loophole kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. But what I do is because it's performance art, I can use all the thumbtacks, all the light tubes, all the barbed wire I want because it's a performance art. It's not an athletic competition. So that's how I rigmarole it so I can bleed everywhere.
Is that an athletic competition anyway, really?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's just like a silly, dumb thing. Like it's like an old law that doesn't apply anymore, you know? Like right now in New York State, to run a wrestling show, you have to have an ambulance there. And just the ambulance alone is like $700 to rent for a couple hours, right? Then you're talking about promotion fees, renting the space, you know, and then you have to book a guy who's going to draw somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost impossible to, like, indie wrestling in New York State is literally going to be dying soon. So I'm a counterculture to the counterculture. I go, well, yeah, fuck you, DIY, I'll do it myself. Boom.
And you also have your art at these art shows as well, available for purchase.
Yeah, I would love, if you guys can tweet it later, it'd be great. The last art show I did, I handmade toys of myself.
Dude, those are awesome.
They are so dope.
Thanks, man. So what I did is I took an old LGN rubber Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and I built my beard and vest with clay. Then I made a silicone mold of him, and then I poured resin, and I made 30 custom toys and hand-painted them. So I think I'm the only pro wrestler that has toys he made of himself that he sells at shows.
It's pretty ambitious to use Snuka's body of all the bodies.
I almost molded a bad body onto him, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it, it's my toy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If I make a fucking Jim Vicious toy, he's not gonna be a fat fuck. He's gonna have like biceps and shit. Yeah.
I was like, fuck you, make your own toy if you want to make me fat. Make, you know.
Exactly, man. Those are fucking sweet, man.
Thanks, man. And the first art show, so that's the thing, is that these shows, they're not just a death match. So what I do is, so people that don't know or aren't familiar, what I do is I book shows in a gallery space. So like in the back of that bar, it's a gallery space. So I do a live death match, no ring, on hardwood floor, just in a gallery, and people are standing around me like a fight club, shoulder to shoulder. And but I also intertwine, like I book bands and I book other things. Like for this next show, February 22nd, I booked a Guinness Book of World Record holding sword swallower. I booked two bands, and I also got go-go dancers to do a hot dog eating contest.
A hot dog.
So it's what it is. It's just kind of like, it's more of like a show for just a wild, fun night. You know what I mean? It's not geared directly just for pro wrestling. It's just a fucking event, you know?
Well, that's good shit. That sounds like a fun night out.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, I think one of the problems with indie wrestling in New York State is, like, when I used to tell people, yeah, I'm a pro wrestler, they'd be like, oh, really? There's wrestling in New York? I'm like, dude, I wrestled for, like, 10 fucking promotions in New York, and unless you're like a hardcore wrestling fan and you're really into the subculture of it, you wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to know about this weird gymnasium in the middle of fucking nowhere. So what I do is I do my shows in a popular bar in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Like, most of the people that come to my shows aren't even wrestling fans, but once they see it, they love it. Now I have fans just from these death matches, you know? So it's just,
well, there's a lot more variety too.
Yeah, it's just trying to get more eyes on it, and people that wouldn't think they love it, but would love it once they see it live, and just getting more eyes on it. You know, like, I think indie wrestling in New York State's very niche, and they're like, oh, we're not selling tickets. I'm like, well, because you're running like this weird warehouse in, you know, nowhere. You know, you're not running in Bushwick or any of these big places in Brooklyn, you know, so you'd have to know about it.
You would think with how many people are there that you would fucking pack all kinds of little buildings full of people for indie wrestling.
That's the weird thing is, like, I always think of, like, Hood Slam in Oakland. Like, Hood Slam's kind of doing, like, is similar to what I'm kind of doing. You know, like, I want to make, like, just a weird, fun, drunk night, you know? And I just couldn't believe that void didn't exist in Brooklyn. How the fuck, like, am I the first one doing this? Like, no one's thought doing, like, a crazy, fun variety show, you know? Like, so, fuck it. If no one's going to do it, I'll do it, you know?
There you go. Yeah, definitely, if you're in the New York area, got to check that shit out. So, anything crazy happening? You still bouncing at bars or anything like that?
Funny you mention that. So, I've been a bouncer for 10 years. I don't know if I talked about it on the last show, but I was stabbed in the face 2 years ago.
We did. We talked about it.
I was never going to bounce again, but I finally stopped bouncing. I am a full-time dog walker now.
Well, I knew that because we're friends on Facebook, but I wasn't going to bring it up unless you did. I fucking love that, dude. Like, I just love the idea of you walking people's dogs and shit. It's amazing. I walk
two little dogs named Timber and Tulip, and it's great. Yeah. On the weekends, I'm drenched in blood with skewers in my head, and during the week, I walk little poochie babies, little hounds.
Deathmatch wrestler, fucking dog walker.
Yeah, you know, the
master of all trades, man.
Yeah, Jack of all trades, dipshit of all endeavors, you know.
That's awesome, dude.
So I had a couple other things I wanted to mention real quick before I forget.
You talk about whatever, man.
Yeah, so we've got February 22nd in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's a $10 cover. I've got the band The Drafts, this band called Tight Fright, and it's like really, it's going to be a huge show. And then the next match I have is March 19th at Terror Fest in Austin, Texas. So, so I'm going to carpool down. The one band I booked, Tight Fright, they're playing at this festival, and it's during the same week as South by Southwest. So, so I'm trying to – I won't say names, but I'm trying to get a pretty big deathmatch wrestler booked for that show. So if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, like, please keep checking, because I'm going to drop a huge thing pretty soon. So it's going to be at this place called the Lost Well. So if you're in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, March 19th, please come watch me bleed all over Austin. It's going to be great.
We should have this is something we should have a hotline for right here.
Yeah,
we call the hotline to get a tip on who he's actually wrestling.
Yeah. Get 99 Gene cents on per the minute. Line.
Yeah, for the people that know, I was talking to Jim before this, and I was like, man, I can't wait to announce who I'm going to wrestle in Austin. And I didn't confirm it. So, yeah, live in mystery, assholes.
Suplex City Limits Hotline, 1-900-909-9900.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
1-900, go fuck yourself?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, if that's you awesome.
Get famous. Come on.
Exit. Get fame.
No. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
Get fame. Yeah, that's good shit, man. Terror Fest. What is that? Like horror movies and shit.
No, it's a. It's like a hardcore music festival.
Oh, it's all metal.
So it's going to be like my bar shows that I do in Brooklyn. I'm pretty much taking on the road. So I'm going. It's going to be a metal festival. There's just bands playing, and before Tight Fright plays the 19th, I'm just gonna wrestle someone right in the room, kind of like on my death matches.
Yeah. Some of the fuckers, we were talking about that cat earlier. She does it while he's on tour with his band. I'm pretty he fucking will play sets with his band and then also to do like fucking death matches later in the day and shit like that. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. I gotta admit, he's one of the few people that I hate to say him a mark. But I'm kind of a fan of him, and every time we're friends with him on Facebook, and every time I post him, God, he's like a more evolved Pokemon of me. You know what I mean? Like I'm the lesser form, and he's like the bigger, more badass one.
We're talking about people are wondering. We're talking about Schlack. Is that his name? Right? Is that what he goes about? As a wrestler?
Yeah. He's like the more bigger badass version of me. I'm kind of like the pussy.
He's in Eat the he sings for Eat the Turnbuckle.
Turnbuckle, yeah.
It's a fucking awesome band, and we actually will steal anyone's music to open the show. We do it all the time. But when we used Eat the Turnbuckle song, and I was like, make sure you put in the description that the opening song is by Eat the Turnbuckle, because I don't want that guy to come and shove like a fucking baseball bat up my fucking ass or something. Like, I fear that guy. Fucking fear.
He's been doing that thing where he puts a garbage bag over someone's face in a match. He just suffocates you.
All kinds of fucking disgusting shit. Like, you couldn't pay me enough money to fucking have a 10-minute death match with that guy.
My last death match, I made up this spot, and I was, like, really proud of myself. I wrestled this guy named Magma, and I put a towel over his head, and I waterboarded him with a tall boy beer. And I'm super pleased with myself. No one's ever done waterboarding. This is going to... And then I saw him using plastic bags. I was like, that's pretty good, too.
Is that the match you were talking about earlier, Tyler?
Yeah.
The last two death matches. So I did a death match in August. I wrestled Indestructible Joe Attell, who, if you're a fan of indie wrestling in New York State, you'll know that me and Joe Attell have been feuding on and off for like 3 years across like five different promotions. So I wrestled him first, and then the second match I had, I wrestled this guy named Magma, who's a really good young wrestler. And then Joe Attell came out and like attacked me at the end of it. So the match on February 22nd, it's a triple threat. It's the first bar triple threat match, all three of us. So it's going to be fucking wild. I just ordered a whole spill of bar wire, so I'm gearing up. Jesus.
If I went to that shit, I would show up to it as if I were going to a Gallagher concert. With a fucking tarp over top of myself. a tarp poncho.
So I won't give away too much of the match. I got this coming up, but the one thing I'm really proud of, another, I made up the water burning spot, and I'm always trying to think of new creative ways to hurt people.
Well, like dogs in the park, probably.
Yeah, for this match, I have a boxing glove wrapped in barbed wire.
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen anyone do that before, and I was like, how is this not a thing? You know?
Fucking is now.
Yeah, it fucking is now.
That's great. I just imagine you like walking along on a beautiful day, walking some dogs, thinking like about ways to brutally hurt people.
No, that's literally what I do. I'm not even kidding. That's exactly what I have a little moleskin in my back pocket, and I sit down. I'm feeding little dog snacks. I go, oh, want to be really good? Maybe I'll put sandpaper on the boxing glove. Yeah, that'd be good.
Jesus Christ. Man, if I come up with any, I'll send them your way, man.
Yeah, let me know if you think of anything too. I'll work it in the match, all right?
Pushing it to the fucking limit. Man.
And the beauty of it too is if you're wearing boxing gloves, you can't get hurt. The barbed wire is not going to touch you.
Yeah, it's great for me, awful for them.
Yeah.
That's basically
awesome.
I described all the sex I've ever had.
Oh, what the fuck? That's some good shit. I think you wanted to play a fucking game or what?
I'm down.
Do you want to play a game?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So, we got three categories to choose from.
I thought we had a theme song. I thought we had a fucking theme song.
Me. You had one job.
I know. I got one job and I fuck it up. Here we go.
Yeah, are we ever going to be fucking... Gee, how are we ever going to be as good as The Price is Right? Yeah, come on.
Oh, come on. How are we going to have CBS money?
Maybe someday. I'm banking on it, dude. All right. So, yeah, tell them the game.
So there's three categories. It's rotating categories. When one's picked, the new one comes on. Right now we've got themes from WWE CW. We've got the WWF and WCW Cruiserweights.
Interesting.
Ooh. That's kind of tough.
And I'm supposed to. Let's go with WWF. I think that's the easiest.
Yeah, right. No one's ever gonna pick WWE CW.
That's
no
why it's there. It's the running
like,
joke.
I watched it one time. The zombie came out, and I was like, I'm done with
that's
it.
That's it.
I'm done.
It's just like the exact same thing. It's like, oh, let's see what this is about. Nope, fuck you.
I literally watched the zombie come out, and I was like, ECW is dead, and I move on.
Okay, so here's the first theme. Any ideas?
It. It's Hillbilly Jim.
I don't know what I did. There we go.
Yeah!
Jesus. Just shit in the bed left, right, and center, bro. But I'm the editor. I can make myself look fucking hot.
Yeah.
Well, any of this. Okay. God, that was a pretty easy one.
Yeah. Hillbilly Jim has the biggest chest I've ever seen on a human being.
He did back in the day, for sure, man.
Dude, every time he like puffs up on his way into the ring, he's huge.
Yeah, he's a fucking big son of a bitch. That guy was just over. One of those guys who, for like a good decade, was just over. You put him out there, you're gonna get a face pop every time.
Yeah, who doesn't like Hillbilly Jim? I fuck you, just playing his music right now. I'm like, yeah, Hillbilly Jim.
I think also he's the first guest to get one right. No, Jared got some right, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know.
He did. Jared got some right.
Regardless, fuck everyone else. Casanova Valentine's the best.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Come on, everybody. Get up off your feet. It's the Reverend. You there?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's the red face guy, right? Fuck. Brother Love?
Jim, do you have a guess?
Let me think here. God, who would that be? Well, it was definitely Jimmy Hart singing, so it's old school. Man, I don't. It's hard to say. Maybe Coco Beware? I don't know.
What?
Oh!
Coco Beware. Now, this one.
Coco Beware, his house burnt down and the fucking bird died.
The bird went on his own, dude. The bird did dump him.
The bird dipped out.
The bird's like, Coco, we've been friends for a long time. This business relationship isn't working anymore. I'm going on my own.
When was the last time you've had a prominent booking, Coco?
Exactly. I'm going solo. I'm doing kids' parties and shit. Coco. Fuck.
Oh.
Well, fuck. I'm sorry. I blew that. Fuck.
That's cool, man. No guest gets more than one right anyway. So
good.
So here's the last one. This is the make it or break it. You could be the guest champion of the Suplex City Limits theme show.
Awesome. I'm getting two. That's true.
I fucking know it too. Fuck. Is that
everybody knows it, but it's hard to put a name on it if you're not thinking of it already.
Oh god, I know it. I've heard this a thousand million times. Let me think.
Give me some thinking music.
Put the clock up. I have no fucking clue.
Well, that is, sir, wrong.
Oh, you Brooklyn sweat hogs. Shut up for a second while I give the ladies a real show. Rick Rude, man. Makes you hate yourself when you get it wrong.
The hipster heartthrob needs to be less hipster and get into the 80s.
Dude, I blew it.
Maybe you can learn a thing or two from Mr. Rick Rude.
I knew exactly who it was.
There you go.
Ravishing Rick Rude is so underrated. He's so fucking good.
Oh, he's one of the best from that era.
One of the best. Like, he had a flawless body, the Rude Awakening, and he would talk shit to the crowd. There's nothing better. There's nothing better.
I always talk about it on here, man, but it's true. When I was a kid, I grew up watching all the pay-per-views at my uncle's house. So my grandfather and grandmother would go up there with me, and the men plus me would watch it in the living room, and the women would be in the kitchen where they fucking belong. No. When Rick Rude would come on, they would come out to the living room, watch his entrance and promo, and then after that, they would go back to the kitchen. So it's like, dude, that was legit shit, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing is, what I love about Rick Rude is, I'll send you a link to the video I'm talking about, but there's this video of Rick Rude, and he comes out, and he's just talking to the crowd. He's like, let me show you what a real body is supposed to look like. And everyone in the crowd, they're booing him, but they're smiling and laughing. And I think that's the key, like, he was fun. You know what I mean? Even when he's talking shit to you, you had a fun time at the show. It's like fucking hilarious, you know what I mean? Like,
and there's guys
you disgust me. Let me show you what a real man looks like. It was like fucking entertaining, you know, like.
Yeah, and there's zero doubt in your mind that he couldn't fuck your woman way better than you ever have.
Oh, yeah. You had to fucking lay a dick clinic on your girlfriend.
Exactly, man. He'd put the tip in and she'd fucking get off. It's like,
yeah, she'd explode.
Yeah. Zach, that big, greasy, hairy motherfucker. Oh. There's talk of him going into the Hall of Fame this year, but yes. Hasn't been.
Well, I think they announced, who is it? Midnight's Rock and Roll Express?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Which is good, you know. Do you watch I mean, we were talking about like when you were going to come on. I'm like, last week I was talking, like, well, this week is our Royal Rumble episode. If you want to come on and talk about that, you're like, yeah, let's go for next week.
I was like, I guess this one out. What'd you guys think of the Rumble? Gonna get off topic quick.
Oh, sure, man. No, I thought it sucked.
Yeah.
That's the general consensus.
Yeah.
Randy Orton wins? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to – everyone that – the one fan that requested me on here is probably going to unfollow me now. But I actually don't hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have been 30 or whatever, but I actually really enjoy Roman Reigns wrestling. I'm the only one. It's just me.
No, I'm not vocal about hating Roman Reigns like as much as most people are. I can easily tune out the stuff about Roman Reigns that I don't like and focus on the other guy. But there are a lot of things about Roman Reigns that I despise, but I don't hate him as much as everybody else. I can see why you could enjoy him.
So when you say you just focus on the other guy in the match, it's kind of like in porn where you're trying to zone out the weird guy with the ponytail.
Yeah. Exactly. I like the way you think, sir. I like the way you think.
Weird guy with a ponytail.
Well, Jim's there with a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have like waist-long fucking hair, so... Gotta keep that restrained, especially when fucking, dude. Yeah. It's not very manly though to ask a broad like, "Hey, you got a hair tie?" Before we get down to fucking, yeah. Because otherwise, my hair is gonna get in your pussy and shit. It's gonna be gross.
Jesus Christ! You'll be going around with crusties hanging off the ends of your hair.
Yeah, exactly, man. Nobody wants that. So, is that a text message sound on a 5-star podcast? Yes, it is. That's my phone. Fuck. Oh. We're professionals around here. Yeah. All right, man. You want to plug? You said you kind of plugged what you got going.
Yeah, let me do one more quick plug, and I'll get out of here. Also, real quick for everyone, just so they know, I was talking before the show. I got blackout drunk and puked everywhere last night. I am so fucking hungover, and the fact that I managed to get through all this is a testament to my liver. Like, oh my God, I feel like absolute dick, and it smells like vomit in here. So, yeah. Anyway, so so you can follow me on Twitter. It's HHCV666. It stands for Hipster Hearthstone, Casanova Valentine, you fucking stooge. Then there's on Instagram, it's Casanova Valentine. You can follow me on Facebook, the Hipster Hearthstone, Casanova Valentine. My next match is in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, at a place called Tender Trap via Super Cheap Gallery. It's called Deathmatch 3, featuring the Giraffes, Tight Fright, Sword Swallowing, Go-Go Dancers, and a three-way Casanova Valentine's Day triple threat death match. And then I'll be in Austin, Texas, March 19th at Terror Fest Wrestling, big wrestler to be named. And then May 5th, I'll be in Chicago. And a quick shout-out to my friend Mikey Wild, who's a great dude. And he's starting his own promotion. So I'll be in Chicago May 5th.
There you go. Boom. That's what's coming up. Follow the man. Book him to come to your town and do a fucking barroom death match.
Yeah. I'll ravish from Rick Rude, fuck your girlfriend, so.
As an added bonus.
As a cherry on the cake.
Yeah, you can even watch while, even cut promos on the guy while he watches, or what?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking good time right there. Valentine's Day is coming up, so.
Yeah. The true romantics out there.
Get your lady something she really wants this year.
Fucking.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Thanks for swinging by.
On the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for swinging by, hanging out with us, and fuck, we'll do it again sometime. You know that.
Yeah. So, thanks, everybody. The Hipster Heartthrob, the Pussy Pounder himself, is out.
Later, man. Fuck, that guy's great.
That was great.
Hipster Heartthrob, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck, that's
good. And there he is. He's gone. That sound.
Boop. Yeah, that's it.
He's out.
Gone into the ether he is. You want to talk some news or what?
Let's go for it, sir.
Talk about some news.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You're having a hard day today.
Dude, I've been up since 4 a.m. I am so fucking tired.
Breaking news, Tyler Fudge is having a really hard day on the soundboard. Will he be fired? More at 10.
If the show isn't up by Sunday, yes, he has been let go.
Yeah. So there's going to be a movie about Paige's mom's life. Have you seen this?
Of all the families of all the wrestling promotions.
Oh, is that the deal?
Well, like, no, but it's not the deal. But, like, of all of the families that you could do a movie on.
Oh, right.
The Knight family is the one you'll do a movie on. Like, the Von Erichs don't have a great story to tell.
Right, right. Yeah, Stephen Merchant's directing. I mean, he's British, so that makes sense.
Well, it's produced by The Rock's production company, like $7 Films or whatever.
And directing from his own script inspired by the Channel 4 documentary, The Wrestlers Fighting With My Family. $7 Productions.
$7, which, there you go.
Along with WWE Studios and whatever else, so.
Should like, if Del Rio hasn't soured him that much.
Well, I don't know. Well, actually, was it WWE Studios? No, let me look here real quick.
Have you seen that documentary?
I don't think I have.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
That's cool. Yeah, well, you got something you'll see?
What's that?
Is that something you'll see?
That movie? God, no. Fuck no. Not a chance. Unless Paige is going to do like a sex scene in there, sure. Del Rio just fucking blasts her.
Yeah, God. I don't like drama picks, docu picks. You know, no. Like any movie or like that, just do a documentary, dude.
Yeah, I would much rather watch a documentary than a docu flick for sure. Like, really, the only movies I watch are comedies and horrors.
Right. Comedies and horrors. What else we got? Fucking Paige tells CMZ she's training for MMA. Because of course you are.
Nice. Actually, I might have something that you might not know.
What's that?
As of 12:30 this afternoon, Chavo Guerrero Sr. passed away.
Oh, I was going to mention that. Yeah, we have a... You heard the 10 bell salute on the way in.
Yes, yeah, that was fair enough, yes.
I forgot about that. Something I was going to mention that up front while Hipster Heartthrob was on. But yeah, Chavo Sr. Only 68. You know, that's pretty young, really.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's... I mean, I'm not completely in the know of his work. I've seen a few matches, not a lot. But what I have seen was really good. And that's Chavo's father, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It's unfortunate, man. Only 68. He was just in Lucha, on Lucha Underground TV, taking a bump not long ago.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. He is definitely a legend. So, we send our condolences to the Guerrero family.
We've put on the Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler voice and send out the condolences.
Yeah. There you go, right? Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, Rock and Roll Express to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that one, I meant to mention that was a rumor last week on the show, but it completely slipped my mind. Because it was,
yeah, it makes sense.
Because they were promoting it. The Rock and Roll Express were like at a signing.
Oh, were they?
That yeah, watch Raw. There's going to be a big announcement or whatever.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, that is definitely worthy of the Hall of Fame. So,
oh, definitely, and just on TNA television.
Yeah, that's right, dude. That's awesome.
Like, will they get Ricky Morton down in time? Like, is he down from the crane?
Is he still up there? That's awesome. I think Animal helped him down.
Yes, yeah, probably. Ricky, get down from there.
Yeah. I guess Legends with JBL has been discontinued.
Isn't he doing like that more interview style? Like not the Legends interview, but didn't he do like a show with some nobody after Raw?
I have no idea.
I thought there was
I don't watch show. That shit.
I don't either, and that's why I sound ill-informed, but I'm pretty sure there's a different show that he's going to be doing along the lines of an interview, but more along the lines of recapping another show.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked Legends with JBL. Actually, like, really enjoyed that show. Like, his stuff with Booker T was great, and Ron Simmons was good.
I even liked the Jesse James one.
Yeah, right. No, there was a lot of good stuff in those. They were good. I don't know. Kind of a bummer that that's going to be gone, but whatever.
Yeah, like, out of all, there's not a lot of shows on the WWE Network that I'll watch. But Legends of JBL was one of them that guaranteed I'd give it a run through. You know, there's always.
Yeah, I watched every episode of it, so kind of a bummer there. I don't really have any other
Not news. A lot happened this week in news, you know? Like, it was a very slow week, if you ask me.
WWE signs a multi-year deal with Dana Warrior.
Yeah, that's stupid.
To keep rewriting history about her fucking homophobic asshole husband who couldn't wrestle and didn't actually care about wrestling.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's we could go on a whole episode on all the things that Warrior's done wrong.
Yeah, that's just come to terms with WWE to become a brand ambassador for the company.
What exactly is a brand ambassador, anyways?
Who knows, dude? Go around and pour fucking Warrior shit.
Well, you're at the grocery store and just tell everybody, like, watch WWE.
I have no idea.
They like the Salvation Army.
I could go on and on about that guy. You know, we do not put him over on this show. And you know, a lot of people liked him or whatever from their childhood. That's fine. But that guy's a homophobic fucking asshole. And literally one of the worst wrestlers of all time
He's garbage.
To be at the top of the card. Speaking of Rick Rude, it's like that guy owes his fucking life to Rick Rude, bringing him to good matches.
Making him look good.
His best matches were with Rick Rude.
Yeah. Like, I was a big fan of Warrior when I was a kid, but I was a kid.
Right.
I was out of, once Warrior came back, was it WrestleMania 11 or 12 or something like that? I had no time for Warrior then. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, whatever. Fucking Dana Warrior. And then I guess before we get into the shows this week, as I said at the beginning of the show, back from the dead, I almost fucking died this week.
Yeah, you did? And
I was in the hospital all week long as well. I woke up on Super Bowl Sunday. And I was like, you know, I usually wake up, and I couldn't wake up at all that day. Like,
that bad?
It was so bad that, like, I'd fall asleep for, like, hours, and then I'd wake up for, like, 5 minutes, and I felt like I was in some kind of alternate reality. And then I'd fall back asleep. And I was like, my house was hot. I kept turning the heat up, but I was still like, dude, my teeth were chattering. I was like that cold, even though it was like 70 something in my house, you know?
That's madness. And
I woke up Monday morning and I couldn't walk, man. Like my left leg was swollen. My foot and leg were swollen up to my knee. Like huge elephant man style and red and like just about like a sausage about to burst. You know what I'm saying? So I went to the hospital and it's called
cellulitis.
Cellulitis. There you go. Which is like an infection that I guess people can get in wounds commonly in your leg. And yeah, they put me in the hospital all week. We're like pumping me full of fucking antibiotics and shit. And I guess if the shit hits your blood, you're dead.
Jesus Christ.
So I was in the hospital all week and I got sent home and now I'm on oral antibiotics, but my leg is still huge and it still hurts. Not as bad, but it still hurts a lot.
So what you're saying is that if you took an old man piss right now, it'd be more like a geriatric piss because it'll take eons to get there.
Oh, dude, I'd be gone for a while. Yeah, you'd be,
so like you can barely put any pressure on it at all, hey?
Pretty much, yeah.
That sucks. And because here I was complaining about having a cold last week.
Because the foot is so swollen against the leg, you know, the bottom of the leg.
Yeah.
That it can't bend because it's all just like one fucking thing.
Jesus Christ. I was wondering why I hadn't heard from Jim for a few days. And then I go on Facebook. I see. Yeah. I've been in the hospital for... I was like, holy Christ.
That was the first time I could actually, like, put a thought together. Like, I didn't look at Twitter or Facebook for days just because, like, I couldn't think. I couldn't do anything, dude. Like, it was weird. And I was, like, in an alternate reality. It was fucked up, dude. I was really fucking sick. So it's, like, 10 to 14 days, I guess, to recover from the shit. But I have a bunch of follow-up appointments coming up. And who fucking knows, man? But I don't have health insurance, I tell you that. So this is going to be – and I missed over a week of work. So it's not – you know, no pay from work plus thousands of dollars in medical bills.
Just for – oh, I forgot about that. I'm so privileged here in Canada that I don't even realize that stuff.
Yeah, you forget that living in a fucking civilized society, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, fucking backwards shit.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Like, just the sheer cost of that.
I watched Raw and SmackDown live from my hospital bed, and I was awake for most of it. But I mean, we'll go through it here. But
you may not get it, eh?
I also didn't really even eat for a fucking week, which is surprising for my fat ass. I think one day I managed to get down 2 chicken strips, and that was like it, dude. Because everything tasted awful, dude.
Really?
I got a give me a caramel roll from downstairs. I get this beautiful caramel roll. I take a bite of it. I'm like, this is shit.
Caramel rolls are lovely, too.
Oh, dude, hell yeah, they are, man. So that's what was going on with me. So I'm glad I got out, you know, in time to do the show today. I'm sitting here, like, in my recliner with my fucking big elephant leg up.
Just lounging like a madman, hey?
Like, fuck, I hope I get out in time to do the show. So you can't keep me down, man. I got out bringing you a show. And, yeah, thanks for everybody, too. Like, I had tweeted about it at one point, and a lot of people, everybody was fucking super cool and sending best wishes. So thanks to all of you guys. That makes you feel good, man. You're, like, laying in a hospital bed dying. People are like, fuck, man, you know, get better and don't worry about doing the show, you know, just get better. And it's like, fuck, that's awesome. Doing the show anyway, man.
So. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I was like, what do I do if Jim's not out of the hospital?
I guest co-host or something?
I was like, what am I going to do? But we didn't have to do it.
Like, am I going to do it? I'll do it from the fucking hospital. I was like, I'll do it on my phone from the hospital if I have to.
Can't keep him down, buddy. Can't keep him down. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay.
Hopefully, everything's going to be good from here. And I don't know. You know, really, to get real about shit too, man, this isn't related to, you know, this can happen to anybody, but it really put into perspective a lot of shit in my life, man. Like, I'm fucking fat, dude, okay? But I'm, like, really fat, man. Oh, we are getting deep. I'm, like, fucking putting my heart on my shoulder here. Like, fucking, when I got weighed there, I haven't been weighed in, like, probably 20 fucking years. And the number, when I saw the number, I just, like, holy fuck, man. When you see numbers on a scale that are in the neighborhood of, like, giant fat wrestlers from your childhood who are no longer alive. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I get it, yeah.
And it's like, so I'm really like, now I'm like really focused on trying to get my diet straight. I mean, I might do a fucking weight loss surgery, as crazy as that sounds. Like,
hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
But this fucked me up, man, that's for sure. And like, made me fucking think, like, holy shit, you know, I'm 35. I got to get my life together because, like, if I would have died, I'd have been like, fuck, that's a bummer. You know,
yeah, he was just from heaven, just looking down, or wherever you go, just, well, that sucks.
I mean, hanging out with Stu up in fucking
catching Owen from the top rope,
yeah, exactly. Damn, Owen, fuck, man. So, we'll see what happens, but I'll always fucking, you know, be here to do a show, regardless if I'm in the hospital or not. So. We'll see. Lots of fucking crazy shit going on in life. So, You want to talk about these shows? Like I said, I was fucked. So, like, Dilaudid.
Your fever dream.
Is it ever have that shit? I think it's called Dilaudid. It's like a fucking crazy painkiller.
Maybe, yeah. It sounds like it would be. I've never taken it.
They give you this shit. And then, like, here's another drug we give you to counteract the fact that Dilaudid makes you not want to breathe. I'm like, oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, jeez. For one thing, it didn't change the pain. It didn't help the pain, but it did fuck me up. So I was that, plus, like, my brain was trying to function, and it was dying from poison in my body. So my memory of the show, a little foggy.
Well, I've got actually some decent notes for Raw. So I can lead the way for Raw if you want to.
There you go, man. Take us fucking through it.
Okay, so I broke them down into hours, so we'll just go through the key points in the first hour right now. Samoa Joe's great promo to start the show. What did you think of Samoa Joe in a suit?
I thought the suit made him look fucking shorter and fatter.
He looked like Taz.
He didn't look like Taz. He absolutely looked like Taz. I'm glad someone else thought that.
I thought the promo was great. The intensity against Mick Foley, it brought a lot out of Mick Foley, in my opinion.
Can we have a top heel who doesn't wear a suit?
Yeah, I get you there. I get you there. You are clumping them all together. Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens. But it's better than the goddamn jeans.
Well, it does look better than the mom jeans, yeah. With the fupa. No, I thought it was a good promo, actually. I agree with you. And I dig this, you know. This could be a cool, you know, it could be a decent angle, actually, if they do it right.
They're planning off well. It started well, and there was a rumor that there was big plans for Samoa Joe leading up to WrestleMania. So maybe we will get a good build for a top heel.
We'll see. They also then announced Samoa Joe and Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was like, here we go, here we go. First night in, buddy.
So then we moved over to a bronze squash, and I've got to mention this. Did you see the blonde guy?
I remember him.
He's from my area. Like, he's wrestled here in my town a few times. His name is Michael Richard Blaze.
Okay.
I popped like a motherfucker when I seen him on screen. I was like, what?
That's the best shit. That's like when I saw fucking our buddy fucking Seabass fucking wrestling
the Fro.
Lundstrom, and it's like the best fucking pop ever for me.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, because wasn't he on the show?
Yeah, he was on Raw. Yeah. He wrestled.
No, I mean, like, he was on your show before he was on Raw, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on our show before he was on Raw, and then after.
Yeah.
Mikey G. Fucking love that guy. He's fantastic.
He is funny.
You skipped Nia Jax and Bayley.
What's that?
You missed Nia Jax defeating Bayley, did you not?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that wasn't the first thing on the show?
No, I just refused to talk about it.
It did fucking suck, man.
See, the key to living life as Tyler Fudge is you pretend the shit didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Very fucking shitty. Yeah. Okay.
So Tozawa had a great reaction as well. I think Tozawa's going to get over the crowd amazingly well.
Yeah.
I thought that just, you know, those screams that he's got, you know, he will be the cruiserweight that will jump out from this group, I think.
I can't believe the crowd didn't retook to some of these other guys.
I know. You know,
to Perkins, man, I just never got that. It's like, how do they didn't gravitate to Perkins?
I agree. Like, Nice moves like a son of a bitch. You know, Swan. Swan, Perkins. Yeah. I was like, Perkins, I could see Perkins, but I was like, why are you using Perkins as an example?
No, I meant Swan. Yeah, Perkins' entrance and song and shit's badass.
Yeah.
Well, not his entrance necessarily, but his Tron.
his entrance is full of dabs. I hate that kind of culture.
I don't even know what the fuck it is, dude. I don't give a fuck about that.
It's a weird... I was doing it when I went to Cuba for a week, and I was doing it to annoy people. But yeah. That's my life. So, and then, what did you think of Owens and Goldberg? Or, sorry, Jericho and Goldberg in the same ring? All I could think of was just like Jericho's got to be seething looking at Goldberg.
Dude, we should have got this like how long ago already? Right?
Well, yeah, that should have been years ago. Like they got into a fight in 2003 backstage in the WWE event. They actually, I think they do a match, Jericho and Goldberg in WWE Vengeance in 2003.
And okay, this match took place in 1997, '98.
Well, yeah, when Jericho first had it going with Ralphus and stuff.
Dude, when Jericho booked himself into a match with fucking Goldberg, I'm going to come up to get myself booked into a match with Goldberg. He did it. Almost.
Yeah. Almost. If Kevin Nash didn't get into Goldberg's ear, it probably would have happened. That's the running story, is Kevin Nash talked him out of it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, dude. Well, so what it is, I'm looking at the notes of this Goldberg thing, okay. So yeah. Basically what happened with this?
He calls Owens and Jericho a couple of girls.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I guess Christina and Quiva.
Whoa! And then, fucking buzz!
But yeah, we're going to get a Goldberg and Owens match at Fastlane, which is obviously going to lead to the downfall of Owens and Jericho, because Owens helped Jericho retain the U.S. title. Jericho won't help Owens retain the Universal title, and now they'll want to fight each other.
Dude, why would you put the belt on fucking Goldberg? God damn it.
Now, mind you, he will lose it in a month, but, yeah. You knew it was going to happen. He said when he started, do I have one more title run left in me? And he said, yes, of course he's going to get it.
So he's going to beat Owens in like 2 minutes.
I think it's got to be less than that, because he beat Brock in what, a minute and 30 seconds? So he's going to beat Owens in like probably 20 seconds.
That's just shit on their young guys, man.
I know, it's garbage.
You know, take a guy like Owens you're trying to fucking do something with, and he just shit it all away.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's really bad. But did you see that text message, or the text message, the tweet that Owens did about the photoshopping Goldberg's facial hair?
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, because they did. They added like whey thickness to his beard. They took all the gray out of it.
Yeah. It's obvious. It's completely obvious. Now, do you want to know a random fact that WWE thinks is true but is not?
I love facts.
Okay. They done a Black History Month promo. Where, okay, so
that's funny enough right there. Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, completely funny. So a certain somebody is on the camera. Alicia Fox. Okay, so Alicia Fox says that Jackie Robinson is the only person in all of sports to have his number retired by every team.
Yeah.
That is completely false.
Canadians fucking freak out at this.
Wayne Gretzky, number 99, that number, you cannot wear that number in the NHL. You cannot.
No.
So fuck you, WWE. Fuck
you. They just don't give a fuck about hockey. They're like, I will just say this, whatever. Alicia Fox, guy fucking hate her. God, she sucks.
You can tell that she's reading this from a screen, too. It's completely fucking horrendous.
Like, who is Jackie Robinson?
Then we
she's learning about it as you're learning about it.
You can see a light bulb going off in her head.
Yeah,
flickering. So then we got a Club and Sheamus Cesaro match. We've seen it a lot. Who the fuck cares? Another shitty met New Day and the Dying Stars.
I remember coming back around. I hit like a brief moment of clarity during this, and I was like, is that the fucking Shining Stars? God damn.
Yeah. I'm in the hospital. I got to watch this.
This, exactly. I remember, though, the reaction of people come in, like nurses who would come in, they look up at the TV and be like,
she's like, no wonder he's got cellulitis.
Yeah, well, no. And then they see my fat ass laying there, and they're like, oh, it makes sense. Because is there one trope about wrestling fans more than like the fat fucking wrestling fan?
Oh yeah. Well, like if you listen,
of us are fat.
Both of us are fat.
I was saying wrestling fans. The whole look at the fucking Raw crowd, man. It's chubby motherfuckers. That
I was on a bus with wrestling fans heading to WrestleMania. Three quarters of them were fat.
Yeah.
So we looked like fucking heavyweights getting ready to go to camp.
Going to Camp Hope, dude.
Just to get every hope crushed.
I can't wait to fucking ride the blob. Oh my god. I love that movie, by the way.
I do too. That movie is, it was my childhood wrapped up in a fucking shell.
Fucking look like Camp Hope.
So then we get Jericho and Sami Zayn, which I alluded to earlier. It was a good television match. You know, Jericho went over. Charlotte and Sasha have a stupid backstage segment. It sucks. Then Aries interviews Neville. And he said, "As this is the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because Tony Nese, like everybody's coming out to hype the match. When Tony Nese comes out, Aries says, here comes Tony Nese's abs." I popped for that.
Yeah. It was just what, all of, so all these other participants?
Okay. They all so come like out. Some of them have mics and some of them don't.
Mm.
It was just obliteratory, just a throwaway segment, which led to a six-man tag, and who fuck cares?
Yeah. Who the fuck cares is right. Yeah. And then your main event.
Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns.
Which, I remember watching a little of this.
So, how do you feel about Joe's new finisher possibly being that Uranagi?
That's all right. I mean, I like the fucking muscle buster a lot, but I love you it. Know.
But you know what? It you got to get another finisher over in the WWE because he can't put Kane or Big Show in a muscle buster.
It's true.
So,
what I wanted to see it with Lesnar and that fucking thing.
That would be fucking something else, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And he went over on Reigns. That's all you need for me, dude. You know, like you want to leave me like relatively satisfied. Just put somebody over Reigns at the end, and
then have Braun Strowman beat Roman Reigns post match. So,
yeah.
Roman Reigns looked like shit, smelt like shit. Boy, he must be shit.
Good. Fuck him. Fucking robot Reigns.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
I fucking hate Robot Reigns, man. Especially when you're talking, he's like, I don't hate him as much as some people hate him.
No, that's me completely taking the piss out of you.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Now, don't get me wrong. I fucking hate the guy.
Yeah. I hate to admit it. I hate to be like, oh, I fucking hate this guy who wrestles on TV. Who doesn't even care about wrestling, you know? He doesn't give a fuck, really.
Yeah.
God, he drives me crazy. But anyway, the non-Roman Reigns show.
So, SmackDown Live, which was abysmal, I thought.
Yeah.
It was completely fucking garbage. It took me all of 30 minutes to watch what I felt like I needed to watch in SmackDown.
That open was fucking... You know, with Brian was fine, but then, like, Corbin and shit? Like, get the fuck out of here.
The match itself that pursued from it was decent. You know, it was an easy opener. AJ Styles can make anything look good.
Yeah.
So that was a plus.
Except for Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Yeah. At least he keeps his shirt on now, though. That's one thing we got.
What's that?
He always keeps his shirt on now. That's one thing we got going for us.
Well, yeah, that's good. Hide his fucking stupid belly. If he'd only wear a fucking beanie the whole time.
Yeah, keep that fucking protruding hairline going.
That Luke Harper promo, he still gets a creepy room.
So. He'll always take that with him. Have you looked at his Twitter lately?
No.
It's a lot of weird shit, like bumblebees, and it's odd. He's an odd cat, my friend.
I'm just waiting for them to, like, go completely fucking, go full retard with a repackaging of that guy. Yeah.
With WWE's track record, what would they repackage Luke Harper as?
Just I'm talking like something stupid, like he's a construction worker now.
Well, I'm asking you, if you were in the WWE and you had to repackage Luke Harper as something ridiculous, what would you do?
Oh God! Oh shit! I don't even know.
I'd dye every fucking hair red and call him what's his face from Simpsons, the Irish guy.
Yeah,
Willie, the gardener.
Just something fucking stupid. God, he's wasted, that guy, because he's good.
He is. And you know what? I wouldn't say excited's the word, but I think I'll enjoy the Randy Orton Luke Harper match.
Yeah, could be interesting.
So I don't know if that was announced on this show or not. Could have been last week.
Mm-hmm. Are they both in Elimination Chamber or no?
No, they're both singles match.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Jim just lost all interest in it.
I see. I'm just hyped up about Mojo Rawley and Curt Hawkins, bro.
Oh, what a fucking... Is that on the pay-per-view or is that just the pre-show?
The pre-show.
Thank God I don't watch the pre-show.
Yeah.
So then we got the dual contract signing, because we're going to have a fuck ton of women's matches on Elimination Chamber.
So awful, dude.
Three women's matches. Like, what the fuck?
It's just dumb. I don't want to watch any of them, dude.
I can live with Mickie James and Becky Lynch. That one I'm okay. Completely fine with.
If I'm going to pick one. But yeah, three women's matches, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, so we're going to get Naomi and Alexa Bliss, which is obviously going to suck.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
And then Natalya and Nikki Bella. That's... At least you got Natalya, but Nikki Bella can go fuck herself.
Gotta hope she's done at Mania, like they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Awful.
But we'll still have the Total Bella recap, or the Total Divas.
When does that come back?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll ask Stu.
There you go. Apollo Crews beats Dolph Ziggler. Great.
Yep. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
But what everybody should care about is the fact that the Ascension won a match.
Dude. What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
Ascension technically beat American Alpha.
Yeah?
That, what a world we're living in.
Yeah. It's very weird, dude.
And in very case fucking... you're wondering, the blockbuster tag teams that were in this match, the Ascensions, the Usos, the Vaudevillains, Heath Slater and Rhino, American Alpha, and Breezango. Now, that's a tag team division to get behind. What
that's
the
awful.
Fuck?
That is awful. At least they have more than three tag teams, unlike Raw.
That's true. That's true. They're just makeshifting tag teams over Raw. Sheamus and Cesaro. And...
Yeah, they got nothing else, dude. And then your fourth and final match. Four matches on this two-hour show.
Yep. John Cena and Randy Orton. I wonder what this match looked like.
Yeah, every other one they've ever done.
Never seen this match before.
Mm. But, of course, Harper shows up. Man, yeah. It's just stupid.
Yeah, and Bray was just sitting there ringside the whole time. And...
Yeah. And Harper, of course, costs fucking Orton the win. And
he's cost Orton so many matches over the last month.
Yeah. He loses his matches, and then he helps. Then he loses Orton's matches. It's fucking dumb. NXT this week was the Sanity Show.
Yeah, what? they were everywhere. Twice
on this show.
What's that?
Do they have no matches in the can for this show?
I don't know. Like this episode itself was so. I hated this episode.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, especially because I don't like the Bollywood Boys. So then I had to watch Sanity versus the Bollywood Boys.
Oh my God!
Liv Those Morgan guys. And Billy Kay. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Like Heavy Machinery. Who the fuck is Heavy Machinery?
What a dog shit, dude.
Dude.
The Santa, those Bollywood Boys, guys. The one comes out playing a coat hanger. Which, that's all that reminded me of is, like, in the 90s, I had a coat hanger like that. You know? That you would, like, pull it out like that, and you could hang it on the wall and hang your coats. Evidently, it's an instrument. Apparently. India has shitty instruments, dude.
But they do have the sitar, and the sitar is pretty dope, if you ask me.
It has no real practical fucking usage in anything. But no less, man. How are you supposed to like those guys? It's unbelievable, man. The song, the entrance, just everything about it. It made me want to watch Sanity powerbomb them on the fucking sidewalk. Honestly, that's like all I wanted to see was just Sanity fucking murder these guys in the ring.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like the Bollywood boys. Heavy machinery reek of 90s jobbers.
Heavy machinery, yeah, Tucker Knight and Otis Dozovich.
When are they going to learn, like, some of these guys are just never going to get over?
Tucker Knight, man, he's one of them.
Yeah, he has been through the ringer of both tag team partners and gimmicks.
Yeah, he's fucking... He ain't shit. He's a waste of money.
Oh, completely. But there's a lot of people that are a waste of money in NXT. Like, that's don't true. They have something like 60 to 90 people under contract?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, what the fuck? You don't need that many people. All they're doing is hoping to luck upon finding another Brock Lesnar just by hiring everyone.
Yeah. Hiring guys who fucking do the luge and who play fucking rugby and shit. Yeah.
Well, then you got over there, you got in New Japan in the dojo, you got guys that have been wrestling 6 months putting on fucking great matches at New Beginnings. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's unreal. What are they doing wrong? Not to get off on a side note, but we do have to touch upon New Japan at some point in time, the New Beginning show.
Yeah, which I was going to watch, but you know.
Did you not see any of it after? I suppose you were almost dead.
Yeah, I was almost dead.
Yeah. But no, it is something you should watch. Suzuki and Okada is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Seven-star match.
it was great match. It's completely opposite from what Omega and Okada was.
Well, that's good.
But in the tag team that I was talking about in the match that with guys that have only wrestled for a couple months was Hinar and Oka. Yeah. They were in a match with Tenzan and Kojima and Nagata. So they look really good for guys that have only been wrestling for like 6 months.
Well, they're doing it. NXT can't seem to do it.
No, not at all. Well, and then, so, like, NXT ends with Bobby Roode's, coronation, I guess.
Well, no, there's another Sanity match. The second Sanity match.
Oh, God. Which one was that one?
Sanity versus...
Oh, Ty Dillinger, Roderick Strong, and Noah Jose.
Yeah. Huh. Why were these guys on the show twice?
I don't know. Maybe was that an editing typhoon? I wonder.
They just don't have anybody. They don't have anything. I don't fucking know.
I guess nobody else is. But Chris Hero is going to debut at some point in time in these tapings. Can't you, like?
You'd hope so.
He thinks they got Tommy End. You know, like next week we get Tyler Bate and Trent Seven.
Yeah. So, which will be cool because it's for something, you know, for the belt and whatever.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good match because both Trent Seven and Tyler Bate are really good. So
former tag team partners.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. That's something. But this week was nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
No.
So.
I guess we just talk about fucking Elimination Chamber here.
Yeah. What an abysmal card that's going to be.
Yeah, Mojo Rawley and Kurt Hawkins. You know Mojo's going over there.
Oh, yeah. Going over like a fart in church.
Yeah. Some of these matches. Apollo Crews and Kalisto versus Dolph Ziggler in a 2-on-1 handicap match. Why? If they lose, they lost against one guy. If they won, they win against one guy. It's like fighting a fucking child. There's no winning.
There's no way them winning... there's no way a Kalisto and Apollo Crews can come out looking good at all.
Yeah.
So basically, we're going to bury two guys to make Dolph Ziggler look good.
Ziggler's more over as a face now than he was at any other time in recent memory because
nobody cares about these guys.
Like, he hits fucking Kalisto with a chair and everyone's like, yay, fuck this guy. We don't care about him.
In what world does the heel have the sympathetic vote in a match? Like, what? The fuck?
Makes no sense.
No. But yeah, Dolph Ziggler is definitely going over there.
Tag team turmoil match for the SmackDown Championships.
Now, Jim, before we get into that, what exactly is a tag team turmoil match?
Let's see. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Maybe it's an elimination.
Maybe. Oh,
it's another version of elimination tag team match.
Another version?
Oh, as a team is eliminated, another team takes its place, similar to a gauntlet match.
Oh.
So there'll be two teams to start. When one gets eliminated, another one comes out, and so on.
So what you're saying is, on a WWE pay-per-view, we may see Breezango against the Ascension.
It's possible, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Vaudevillains. Oh, yeah. You see the Vaudevillains for about 5 seconds because Gotch has so much heat that they just, like, keep this guy under contract and make him look like a fucking retard every week.
Yeah, he probably won't make it into the match.
Just fire him and let English do something else, you know?
Yeah, what the I agree. But I would imagine American Alpha wins that match. I can't see any other team winning the tag team titles.
No, the Usos maybe, but probably not.
Oh, well, yeah, the Usos could be a sleeping dog there.
But Nikki Bella and Talia. Fucking, I'm sure Nikki Bella's going to win that.
Yeah, I would imagine. Natalya's been going over strong in the brawls, so I would imagine Nikki Bella wins the match.
I don't see them dropping the belt to Naomi at all.
No, no. No, that won't happen. No.
Lynch and Mickey James? I don't know. Mickey James go?
I don't know. Because I can't see that feud continuing. Because I would imagine they're going to do Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James at WrestleMania.
Horton's obviously going to beat Harper.
Yes.
And other than that, you've got the Elimination Chamber match. Cena, Styles, Ambrose, Miz, Corbin, Wyatt. Ooh. Which I expect Wyatt to win.
Yeah, Wyatt will be my pick.
Yeah. So you go into WrestleMania, Wyatt champion taking on Orton?
Yeah. That seems to be the front runner in my head and the big rumor you hear online.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not that stoked for it, really. The Elimination Chamber match could be cool. That tag team thing could be okay. But all those women's matches, I don't know what I'm supposed to do during those.
Some of those, one of them has to be on the pre-show, and I would imagine it's going to... I don't know. Which one would you put there? Would you put Mickey James on the pre-show? The only good women's match out of the three?
I don't think any of them are on the pre-show, dude.
Oh, my God. That's fucking retarded. Like, oh,
it's going to be awful, dude.
Can we have to talk about that next week?
We could just blast through it. Can just blast through it. I mean, that was pretty much it for the week. 205 Live, I don't fucking watch. I don't care.
I didn't watch it this week either.
Sucks.
So. Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Fuck it. I don't know. Get a Hall of Fame or what? Probably not.
Do you have a Hall of Fame? I don't.
Not really.
No.
Well, we got to have one.
Well, let's see. Let's see. Who should we put in? I'm going to go with... How about you got it. You got Hillbilly Jim in there, don't you?
No, but he's not Hall of Fame worthy.
Okay, fine. Jesus.
No, he's not Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame worthy.
Fair enough, I guess.
God damn.
You got, there's so many in the Hall of Fame that it's so hard to really pick one.
Maybe we'll just do it on our Facebook. There you go. We'll just do that. You have to go to our Facebook and see who the next inductee is.
That's a cheap plug, actually.
It is. Oh, yeah, it is a cheap ploy to get you to go to our Facebook.
Yeah.
If you care.
lowest traffic to Facebook in history.
Yeah, throw us a fucking like and check out the album. Check out the Hall of Fame in the album section under pitch photos. There you go. I like it. We've avoided the crisis, and we've made a cheap ploy to get people to go to our Facebook.
Just like adults.
We're fucking geniuses.
Yeah.
You're the smartest men in podcasting. Not to mention most handsome. Oh, shit. I suppose that'll do it, huh?
Yeah, that would.
Next week, we will be back with a member or members of fucking thrash band, Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, boy.
One or two of those guys will be coming on. They're going to be going on tour this spring with our boys Gorgatron, multi-time guest Paul Johnson. So, yeah, but check that band out. They do a lot of, like, kind of OG thrashy crossover shit, and it's mostly about wrestling and the 90s and shit. It's pretty awesome. So,
what everything should be about.
We'll play some of their music, hang out with those guys, see what they see what they have to say. Probably talk some Scott Steiner, because you got to talk Scott Steiner.
See if they've been to the Shodies.
Yeah. And shout out to all our friends. I just wanted to say, unfortunately this week it looks like the end of our friends at Fully Loaded Wrestling. Well, not the end of the people, but the end of the Federation, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, one of the co-owners got a different job and is moving away, I guess. So sounds like it could be shutting down. So it's a sad fucking day.
That is. That's sad to hear.
Hopefully it opens up our buddy Jared to come on the show more. Jared, I know you're listening. Come on the show more. We miss you. We love you. Shout outs to our friends at Wrestling Soup, Sat Pod, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling. Fucking Rusty went and changed his shit. What is it? The 414 show now on YouTube, formerly Falcon 1974. Check him out.
Jim, we forgot something.
What?
A question.
Oh, yeah, we had a question.
Yeah, let's hear the question, okay?
Yeah, I forgot about it. I didn't even know what it is.
What's up, guys? The Viva Luxati / Otaku Wrestling fan here with the ultimate question of manly manhood. Are you a tits man or are you an ass man? Do you prefer to squeeze on those glorious fun bags, or would you rather squeeze on that beautiful behind when you're going in Raw? Screw what happens at Fastlane and screw what happens at Elimination Chamber. This is the most important question that you will ever get on this podcast. Tits or ass? And no, of course I wouldn't make you guys answer this yourselves. I'm going to answer it too. I prefer tits because they're great for sucking on and great for squeezing.
That's a good call. That's a good call, man. I've always classically considered myself a vagina man, personally. I don't know, man. I gotta say I'm a tits man, too.
Yeah. I am. I'm a tits man.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more fun you can have with tits, you know?
Oh, dude, they got nipples and
yeah,
shit
yeah,
doesn't come out of it.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do with an ass.
No, you can,
the
you
ass
can
make, itself.
Make her scream, I guess.
You can grab it and shit, which, you know, it's nice. Like, I like a fat ass on a bitch, don't get me wrong. You know, but, you know, I'm probably more about boobs, I guess. That's like every man is into boobs. Like, we have some, like, connection back to boobs.
Oh, dude, I remember being, like, 5 years old and ogling Pamela Anderson and Baywatch on my TV in private. Dude, it was sickening.
Was that, like, Home Improvement era?
No, Pamela Baywatch. Anderson. Literally Baywatch.
Yeah.
I was like, remember, there's like, 6-year gap between me and you, so.
Yeah, yeah. She was fucking hot back in the day. But now she's got hep, so fucking gross. It's fuck Tommy Lee, and that's gross.
Yeah. that's probably where the hep came from.
Well, there you go, man. Hit us up on Twitter, at Suplex City Limits. Let us know, are you a tits or an ass man? Be kind of a third option to be kind of a leg man, you know? Some guys are, like, way into legs.
Actually, what we should do is put a poll up.
We can do that.
Yeah, poll tits, ass, feet or legs.
We do have a lot of like feet, but dude.
Well, we want to find out how many of the guys are actual creeps.
You know how many followers we have from a certain part of the country? They're going to be all about feet. Feet's going to win.
So, okay, to an ignorant Canadian, what part of the country really likes feet?
What part of the world? It's not part of the country. It's part of the world.
Okay, what part of the world like feet?
Come on, don't make me say. I don't want any fucking bombs in the mail, dude. I should tell you which one. tell you which one I fucking fucking up.
Brilliant.
You have women listeners too, so I don't know. Sorry, if you're a female listener, I apologize. I try not to be, you know, like typical men and chicks. Like we do have, I know we have female listeners, you know, some. So it's like, I'm sorry about that. Are you?
well, I mean, we got no reason to apologize.
Yeah. I mean, we're men here. You know, we haven't added that female co-host yet, so.
I don't think you'd ever find a female co-host that would put up with everything we'd say.
That's what you get, like, when you jump the shark, you know, like TV sitcoms. They add a bunch of kids as the show starts kind of lagging, so they'll add, like, a new baby.
You know? Just like that struggle of family just trying to keep on. Hey, let's have a kid. Well, that'll make everything better.
It's the full house, you know? Once, like, shit started kind of slacking, then they added those two little twins.
Oh, yeah. The Uncle Jesse's kids.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so many shock. I get almost every show is like that. All of a sudden, oh, the parents are going to have a baby because it needs it now. You know, yeah. We need somewhere to fucking go with this show. So yeah,
we needed one more episode. We needed a sweeps week episode.
There you go. I don't know, man. Is that about it?
I'm pretty sure that is about it. You have plugged everything there is to plug, and we've got a question in between. So
there you go. If you want to hear your questions on the show, email them, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com. We like the audio format. Please don't go on for like 10 minutes about something. Yeah, that'll do it. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Give us a review. Buy our shirts. Spread and all that. And we'll be back next week with members of the Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre. So that'll be a damn good time. As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Jim Vicious.
I'm Tyler Fudge.
And until next time, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade, raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G, but Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame, rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill, tag team champion with Al Madrill.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, is my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies, I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. All was completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes